So I'm Colleen Capsimalis. I'm a Public Health Prevention Service Fellow currently placed at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. And right now we are going through a process of applying an evidence-based public health framework in our program planning. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about that and specifically about an intensive training approach we used to assess and prioritize evidence-based strategies for obesity prevention. I have no relationships to disclose. So, like I said, the objectives are to describe the literature review training approach that the Prevention Services Division, or PSD as I'll call it, utilized, and then I'll also explain the standardized tools used to critique the literature and rate the evidence level, and share some lessons learned and next steps. So just to give you some background, PSD embarked on this evidence-based public health planning process to identify obesity prevention strategies that we are going to implement in the state of Colorado. The reason that obesity prevention strategies were selected are that even though Colorado is the leanest state in the nation, our prevalence of obesity has almost doubled in the past 15 years. So due to that, obesity is identified as a Colorado winnable battle, and it became the number one priority of the Prevention Services Division. In terms of evidence-based public health, it uses the best available evidence, both peer-reviewed articles and data, to make informed public health decisions. So using evidence-based public health processes, we'll be able to have a greater likelihood of success in implementing our strategies, as well as hopefully a greater population impact. And then since this really is an academic framework that's being applied to a state health department, there really is a huge focus on capacity building for our program staff. As there's a team of, a centralized unit of evaluators and epidemiologists who create skills building workshops and conduct those for program staff, create standardized tools to be utilized, and then also provide technical support to the program staff. This is the evidence-based public health framework that PSD has adopted. It was developed by Brownson and colleagues at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. So as you can see from this wheel, the steps look sequential, but they actually, and they do build on each other. It's actually a very iterative process. We're often kind of, you know, especially steps 1 through 4, jumping back and forth and referring back to the previous steps. And Ella's presentation really focuses on step 4, which is determining what is known in the scientific literature. I do want to acknowledge that we were almost completed with steps 1 through 3 when we started our training and the literature review process. So for step 1, we completed a community assessment to understand the population and identify our resources and where we could focus our interventions. And then for step 2, we quantified the the issue by using population-based data to assess the prevalence, trends, and disparities of obesity, physical activity, and nutrition. And then for step 3, we used what we learned in steps 1 and 2 to really frame the public health and programmatic issue and really frame the state of obesity in Colorado. So for step 4, we conducted intensive literature review training workshops, which we called the literature review boot camps. During the boot camps, program staff participated in a 2-day hands-on training that included how to search for and obtain the literature, how to critique articles, and how to rate the literature by evidence level. So as you can see from this pretty quick timeline, it was a 7-week process, and there were 4 state holidays during that process, which was probably poor planning on our part, but we were really asked to do this kind of, you know, in a rapid pace. For the training, epidemiologists, evaluators, and program staff were organized into 8 multidisciplinary teams by sector. So these sectors represent settings and or systems of where we could implement obesity prevention strategies. And they not only help to divide the work of the literature review process, but these sectors are also kind of seen as leverage points of where PSD can influence because of current programming. So on the teams, the epidemiologists and evaluators served as technical support and really helped with any technical assistance that the program staff needed. And on each team, there was also a program leader, a program champion that really guided the work of that sector. So day one of the literature review training was about 4 hours. We started off with a summary of steps 1 through 3. This was because we really had to make sure everybody started off on the same page with the same background information. We have we tend to have a lot of staff turnover, so we really needed to make sure that everyone came in with the same background information, starting out with the literature review. Next, we began a didactic training on how to search for and obtain journal articles. The focus of the literature review training was really to focus on the most objective objective available evidence, so starting with systematic reviews and peer-reviewed articles and then moving down towards gray literature. And then I just want to point out that we throughout the process called them obesity prevention strategies, but this is defined pretty broadly as public health interventions, methods, approaches, or programs to increase physical activity and nutrition, so really focusing on those two areas. So staff are shown how to create search questions and then use select databases to search for articles. Staff had access to some full-text articles through PubMed Central, but I also want to point out that the health department is participating in the CDPHE Digital Library Project, which is a pilot project through the National Networks of Libraries of Medicine. So we had kind of extra access to full-text articles, which is something that a lot of state health departments don't have access to. So it's definitely a benefit for us. And then a couple standardized tools were used to critique the articles and abstract key information. I do want to point out that I do have handouts of these tools if you're interested in seeing them, or I'd be happy to email them to you if you want to kind of check out what we did. But the first one is the literature review critique tool. This is a 13-item form used to abstract key information. So it asks specific questions related to the article source, introduction, methodology, results, and discussion. And these are just really important questions to consider when critiquing an article. And then program staff used those kind of critique questions and entered information extracted from the articles in the literature library tool. So it's a table really to organize the information. And we also included a column of the specific strategy that they were reviewing. During the 4 weeks in between days 1 and 2, staff continued to search for articles, critique articles, and organize the literature in the literature library tool so that they are prepared to discuss the literature in day 2 of the training. During that time, the epidemiologists and evaluators provided technical support. So during day 2, which was a full day, 7.5 hours, we started with a didactic training that taught staff really how to rate the literature by evidence level and summarize the evidence. And then each sector team worked together to discuss the literature to rate the evidence. We use the typology for classifying strategies and interventions by scientific evidence level, and it describes 5 levels of evidence of evidence levels, including proven, likely effective, promising, emerging, and not recommended. So this really gives examples of how the evidence rating is established, what to consider with the rating, and also data source examples. And then the summary of evidence tool has 3 sections to summarize the evidence. So it included a literature inventory, the level of evidence for the strategy, and then a state-level implementation score that asked questions about political will, feasibility, and resources available. So there was 1 summary for each each strategy. And then by the end of the day, each sector had about 6 to 8 completed summary sheets and strategies. So as a result of the process, approximately 150 articles were critiqued by the staff, and 58 physical activity and nutrition strategies were identified and rated by evidence strength from emerging to proven among the 8 sectors. And then in addition, 45 staff with varied public health skills really strengthened their capacity to search for for literature and rate the evidence level. So post-test evaluation indicated that program staff gained confidence in their ability to search for and obtain journal articles, use the digital library, critique the articles, and rate the evidence level. And anecdotally, and also qualitatively, staff plan to incorporate this literature review process into their day-to-day work, which is really important because the results don't necessarily represent an exhaustive review of the findings, so we want them to continue to search the literature. And one of the most helpful aspects for the staff were that they really had a shared experience and the ability to collaborate and discuss the literature with their colleagues. So in terms of lessons learned, the literature review training provides tools and a process that can be replicated in the health department and also with external partners. So our local public health agencies are really interested in this process, and we're, you know, hopefully going to be able to provide the training to them or record the training so that they can use them. We have this ability to pollinate two flowers with one bee or kill two birds with one stone. It's kind of the nicer way of saying it. So we had outcomes that included capacity building and a review of the literature. And the benefit of the team approach was really that we had diverse perspectives working on this. So we had the program staff have varied public health skills. We don't just have epidemiologists and evaluators, but also nurses, urban planners, and then content experts. And so as a result of these diverse perspectives, we likely came out with a more comprehensive review of the literature. The third lesson is that evidence-based public health is challenging and time-consuming. So, you know, although we came out with a product at the end, and we really had to have staff commitment to go through this process. And it's a continuous cycle. As we move through the next steps, we'll refer back to the literature review to inform our future decisions for program planning and also for evaluation planning. So next steps, we actually finished step 5 already since I submitted the abstract. So we prioritized our 58 strategies into 12 priorities for obesity prevention. And right now we are going through step 6 and 7 to develop action plans, logic models, and then evaluation plans. So standardized tools and workshops will be used to go through those steps as well. And since evidence-based public health is really iterative, we'll use the literature found in step 4 to inform our public health decision or planning decisions in step 6 and 7. And the evidence level will also be helpful because we'll create more robust evaluation plans for those priorities that are at a lower evidence level. And then just finally, we think we had a high return on investment just because staff will be able to use their literature review skills in their day-to-day work and also in future program planning. And then I just want to acknowledge my team, so thank you.